Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. From Psalm 73, we read this. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold. For I envy the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from common human burdens. They are not plagued by human illness. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. Their evil imaginations have no limit. They scoff and speak with malice. With arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, the people, their people, turn to them and drink up waters of abundance. They say, how could God know? How would God know? Does the Most High know anything? I especially want us to consider today verse 2. As for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold. Doubt is guaranteed. Will we all doubt at some point in time? Yes. Psalm 73 begins with an affirmation of core teaching that says, surely God is good to Israel. Week after week, I repeat to the church, and you, most of you have heard it, God is good all the time. This is not just a few words of love. It's an affirmation that our God is watching over us and desires to bless us, that we need to be looking for what he is doing and will continue to do as we trust in him. Then doubt comes. The psalmist is slipping, just as all of us at some times have slipped and fallen. I believe that slipping is an important part of life, in fact. It helps us to turn our attention to where it needs to be, back on God. The psalmist is trying to keep faith, but he teeters on the precipice. Have you ever felt as though you were close to the edge and could have fallen off? What is even worse, he had a bad case of vertigo, that dizziness that some people feel when they look down from a high place. The psalmist thought God was good to Israel, but something he saw made his heart start spinning. We've seen things like that too. As one author states, the baseball team where the most respectable players doesn't necessarily win the series. The quarterback with the most moral character who doesn't always start the college team. Oddly, it seems that arrogant, ungodly people often prosper and have no troubles or suffering, while the people who love God and try to serve him seem to get nowhere and face all kinds of troubles and suffering. The writer of the psalm saw this many times, as we do as well. But the psalmist came to see that his perspective didn't look far enough into the future. Isn't that the truth for us today? We tend to focus on what is here and now and not what will take place if we keep moving in one direction or the other in life. The end of the wicked is ruin. While God doesn't promise to make his people wealthier or healthier necessarily, he does promise peace for our hearts and restoration for our soul. In God's presence and care, we have everything we truly need. Listen to that again. In God's presence and care, we have everything we truly need. If we could only see and hold on to this promise, we would find much more peace, even during our times of struggles. Something to think about. Prayer thoughts for today. Continue to remember Christine Emil, Linda Dobbins, Scott Rooney, Paul Tremaine, Julie Cassanti's mom in Kenya, Ray and Iris. Iris had a procedure on the retina. Looks like it's doing better and doing well. George's brothers, Bob and Don, Jim and Millie, our church, the nation, our families. And I want to thank all of you for praying for the TNT tent, our fireworks tent. Even though we could not sell on the 4th, our biggest day of sales, where more than about half of our sales or more would have taken place, the Lord blesses us anyway. See you Sunday. God is good all the time. Have a great day.